This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello people, we got a lovely show for you and it's live. It is alive. It is live. But before we start with the show, I want to play you something. Guess who this is?
I fucking tell him, make bitch, eat a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Feeling like the greatest.
Ooh, who's
the
this?
Ever did it. Mike Will, the one who made it. It's shady on the left.
I'm somewhat outlandish, they say.
Oh.
You say we're cut from the same cloth, but I guess you fabricate, eh? You better bring more men in the latter day saints. Manic states, even paddock with automatic states. Break at anything to make stand in they wait. As I stand at the bay window with a hand grenade and a tray.
Eight, Shemaine
the
Mandalay
Bay common sense.
I'm John T.
The day.
I don't know. It's making me shake, shake, shake. John T. Who's this?
No idea, but I'm very sensitive, so I don't know what I'm doing in the studio.
It's Eminem. Have a listen.
Your legs ain't different ways, ankle the race. You chumps don't even know how to do something and give goosebumps a day. When you say there's something you won't get someone to lump in their throat, or you had him choked up, you be yanking my chain. Feel like I'm headed for the pad itself. The bar for me when a rat isn't fair, but guess that's the standard I'm held to. But if something like that doesn't tell you, you set a mark too high when platinum sales are looked at as a failure, then you better take it back to the shelter and hamburger help, because damn it, I'm still the
greatest in the world. Greatest in the world. Greatest in the world.
This album drops today.
Today?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And in this song, apparently, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet because it's so fresh. He is dissing the Antwoord.
Ooh.
The drama. Well,
the Antwoord, South Africans.
Yeah,
the Antwoord.
Yeah, rap must all.
Eminem is dissing them.
They're so fucking.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's amazing.
So we'll have to slow motion it and just hear what he says.
And hear what he says.
You heard an extra voice. You heard an extra stem gehoor, want what a fuck gaan nou aan, maar ons het Shemaine hier. Ek het vir John T vinnig, because I want to ask him a question. I asked him, please, can you stay? And he said he would.
John T's our sexpert.
Thanks,
yes. John T.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
And then I've got a special co-host today called Christian.
Is it Christian or Christian?
It's Christian.
Because you were like, you're doing it like in between English and Afrikaans. What's the in is it now?
It's Christian.
Christian.
Yes.
Alrighty.
And have you got a surname? Is it Christian G?
You can say Groblaar. It's a confusing mess. Look, my parents gave me the 1A. It's been a fuck up my whole life.
Oh, are you the 1A, Christian?
Yeah.
So I thought you changed it.
Yeah, I get all that, you know.
Oh, God, want ek het Christian geskryf. Oh, no, it's Christian.
Maar jy kan nog steeds Christian uitspreek.
Ja.
My ouers sê Christian.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds very French.
I hope the right people are not listening to the show today, because I'm going to ask John T a very bad question.
What's going to
happen? I like really bad questions.
Who are the right people?
I mean, like his mother and father. Oh. Hopefully they're not listening. Because this is...
And so, oh, it's for cramp.
No. Look, they're listening to the awful podcasts.
Listen,
fine.
He's still got his clothes on, and next week we're doing a new show, so maybe then, there we go.
Hey.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
John T, I had an argument with someone.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move into a very deep end of the pool now. He says when a woman comes, it's piss.
No.
Okay, tell me. Because
okay.
I said it's not.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so female ejaculation...
Mevrou en meneer Grobbelaar, sit nou daai
voor die internet.
So, the fluid that a woman ejaculates is produced by the G-spot.
And it comes out of the clit?
No.
Oh.
No, this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
It comes out of the same hole that urine comes out of, but it's not the same fluid. In texture, in taste, in smell, in chemical composition, it's totally different.
Than pee.
Now, in the beginning of an ejaculation, it might look a little smell. It might look or smell a little bit like pee because that was in the tube.
Oh my God!
But it is a totally different fluid. So in Tantra, it's called Amrita, which means nectar of the goddess.
And it can
actually be up to almost like a glass of water, a bottle of water that comes out.
Is she okay?
And some women will have really small ejaculation that they'll just think, "Oh, I'm really wet." Mm. Ever had that?
It's like me, yeah.
I mean, come on. You're asking me now.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You have to totally put Shemaine on the spot, I think. On her spot.
Well, on her G-spot.
On my G-spot.
Because it's the G-spot that produces it, okay. But it's totally separate to urine.
But what do you?
I have a question, though. You said it could be as little as nothing and as much as a glass. Mm. Is that when squirting comes?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So in porn terms, it's called squirting.
Okay. So that squirting thing is real?
Yes.
Yeah, but I want to ask you a question. What do we use it for? I mean, if you have sex, do you want to, do you use it as lube, or do you just squirt it all over your fucking face, or what do you do?
Wash dishes with it, it's fine.
Yo ma, yo books.
My friend Grobbelaar, skakel off your fucking computer.
Okay, so it's something that is still being researched as to its function. It doesn't make a difference to the amount of pleasure that a woman has or not, mm-hmm. So whether she ejaculates or not is not linked to her pleasure.
But
it's extremely pleasurable for it to happen.
When you are demonstrated it, the people were like crying with joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's extremely pleasurable, and most women can experience it. They often need to heal inhibitions, past sexual experiences, beliefs, things like that.
But if, like, no one has squirted and listening to this and they think, oh my God, I missed out, it's not true.
No.
So.
It is just, there's more to it that they don't know.
That's it. And if you want more information, you're more than happy to contact me and we can help you with that.
Okay, do you hear that, Sonia?
So you're saying that as if every woman, when you come, don't you ejaculate? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
So the pre thing that happens, you know,
sometimes
that's
the ejaculation doesn't even happen with an orgasm.
Okay.
So it's sometimes totally separate, but still just as pleasurable.
Man, it sounds like I'm as dumb as Casper about this. I really need to get some.
At least I asked.
I mean, I'm a woman. You don't
knew nothing.
Do women.
I know. I at least I
you
knew.
You don't do women.
And I asked. No. I had an argument with someone about this, and because they didn't know the facts. You listen to Radio Council. Ons praat oor die vroulike ejakulasies en ons hoop jy het ons lees nou uit Daniël 4 vers 9.
I have a question. This argument you had.
Yeah.
Where was this argument?
It was when I was on this it was I can't remember why we had the argument, but that person said to me there is no such thing as this liquid.
Female.
And you like pulled up your sleeves and you're like, it's going
down.
I saw
it with my own fucking eyes. So
where were you?
Oh, I know now. And here is the link back to the antwoord. Apparently, Yolandi Visser of the antwoord says it's P.
No,
and that's
not
where this guy got his information.
Yolandi Visser, it is not P.
There you go, Yolandi.
It's not really a reputable source, is it? The antwoord.
Ach, John T, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful show, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the education.
We are warmed up now. Thank you. Okay, listen to this. So, ironically, John T has left us now. It's only Shemaine and Christian. Once again, welcome you two.
Thank you.
Ironically, this is called The Dark Side.
Ooh!
And it's a new release from Muse, a band I love.
Let's hear your music.
No, Christian. I don't know what the fuck it is. Cool. No, I listen to a lot. But it was quite by chance today that I saw Eminem's got a new thing out, and I saw The Dark Side yesterday of Muse. My God, that's Christian's podcast.
Thanks, Muse.
The Dark Side by Christian and Susan. Presented by Muse. So always so esoteric, this. It's like you're on another level, hey? Muse.
Yeah.
It's
like floating on a lily pad.
Yeah, what is a lily pad?
It's a pad made of lily.
Is that groot ding met die een roserige ding in hy koi ponds, you know, those kind of
big
platblare.
Okay. It's floating on that, yeah, in a very bad acid trip. So Christian, voor ons verder gaan, ek het hier so 'n voorbeeld van jou podcast called
Dark Stuff.
Yes.
News.
Hey.
Sue them.
Sue Anne.
Sue them.
Sue them. I'm gonna. They're gonna go down.
Yeah, I know. So they have got a new thing called The Dark Side, and you have got a podcast. So let me just line it up. And Shemaine, ask him about the dark stuff.
Alrighty, ask you about the dark side. You know what it's like when someone tells you to do something and your brain goes, no.
Just like static.
Yeah, your brain just goes like, no, we don't want to do what you want us to do. So, but anyway, we can't pull that one on here. So what is the dark side?
So dark stuff is...
Oh, the dark stuff. Okay. No, it's
sorry,
not
I made
okay.
a mistake. I made not, a mistake. Okay, you don't have to sue Muse.
Every time you make a mistake, I get to say the name. And that's going to lock it in. So it's fine.
So what is this dark stuff?
So it's called Dark Stuff with Christian and Suanne, and it's a weekly podcast.
Christian, you've swallowed your words.
Sorry.
Dark Stuff with?
Christian and Suanne.
Yeah, we didn't hear that.
Sorry.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm a very fast talker. It's called Dark Stuff with Christian and Suanne, and it's a weekly podcast about all things terrible in the world. So a lot of true crime, murder. We talk about horror movies.
Okay.
Scary books. And
So this is real stuff. This is not made up stuff.
Like 90% of it's real unless we're talking about the movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan.
And where do you get your material from?
We usually spent the week researching. So we're collecting from all sorts of sources, from local news outlets to international news outlets.
Do you do from cups or only sources?
We put the cups
on. You're on fire.
Well, shall we listen to a bit of it?
Yeah.
Let's listen to a bit of it. It's fascinating. Okay. People, and afterwards you can tell them where they can download it or listen to it and when and what. Let's just listen.
And the age and how age appropriate it is.
Yeah, let's listen.
So, Luca is a porn star.
Porn. But not porn.
Adult porn star.
Great. Sex worker.
Sex worker.
Mm-hmm.
So... audiovisual sex worker.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Look at us.
So, he may or may not have murdered a student.
A student. Okay.
Yes. He's 32 years old, Luca, and he denies murdering Jun Lin.
Oh my God.
Claiming he was criminally responsible due to unsound mind.
Criminally.
But he didn't just kill June.
Okay.
No. Suanne.
Okay.
This is dark stuff.
This is the worst of the week.
We don't just kill and call the day.
I'm just relieved for once that it's not a child. I mean, it's a student, but it's not a 3-year-old.
For once.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they killed June and then chopped up his body. June's body, yeah.
Okay.
Is June a man?
And then he was like, okay, what do I do with this?
Yes.
Mm. He's got like 15 Tupperwares now of like hands and limbs.
Yes.
So what is the first thing you think of, Suanne, when you think Tupperwares, plastic baggies of body parts?
I don't know. I've never had to think of that.
Suanne. You send it.
No.
To.
Nowhere.
You send these hands and feet,
no,
right?
You send don't
it
send
to
them.
Schools.
That's no.
In the area.
No, that's one thing I would not do, Christian.
You just take them?
No.
Right, local school.
Oh my goodness.
Take it away.
Nia.
He also filmed himself killing the Chinese university student.
Oh, Yana.
In 2012 when this happened.
No.
He also sent some body parts to politicians, but that's not as dramatic as schools.
Schools. Oh, that poor lady that
just
works
like the
in the
secretary,
office.
Her name's Mary.
She's like, it's probably Johnny's mom. She always forgets his lunch.
Oh my God, I'm going through my third divorce. Oh, a hand.
Okay. Please tell me they caught him and they killed him or something.
Currently, they're facing 5 charges, including murder and committing an indignity to a body.
Yeah. Yes.
But do you think that qualifies as an indignity?
No, fucking definitely. Mm. Yinna. I'm mm. so... Whoa! Yinna! That sucks!
Yeah.
Oh, a hand!
Isn't that just amazing?
It's crazy.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where can people listen to this?
We're everywhere. We're on Podbean and iTunes and Stitcher. If you listen, wherever you listen to podcasts, uh-huh. you can find it there. Otherwise,
it's called The Dark Stuff.
Dark Stuff.
Dark Stuff. Not Side, which I said it's wrong. Watch this camera and it's moving. Eh?
Satan.
I know.
Satan. Okay. So the dark fucking stuff.
It's the stuff that is dark.
I love it, Christian. And now your latest podcast, I see it's about fettuccine. What is that?
So there's this thing on the internet called creepypasta.
What a pasta?
Creepypasta.
Okay, you gumble up your words.
I'm sorry.
I heard crimpoline pasta.
Actually, that's what I said, crimpoline pasta. It's very exotic.
But it could be that I'm also going deaf.
I mean, it could be a combination of the
yes.
two.
So when you speak to me, I think you should go creepy.
Creepy pasta.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's called creepy pasta. And it's basically these online stories that people share that are sort of horror based. Oh, so it's creepy, and the pasta comes from, they paste it everywhere.
Ah.
Yeah. So there's a story called The Russian Sleep Experiment.
Tell me.
This is fiction, though, so okay. don't stress too much. And it's basically during the Second World War, the Russians invented this chemical that made people stay awake indefinitely. And they wanted to test this, so they locked a bunch of people in the chamber, and they sort of saw what was going on. So, obviously, it goes horrible, and people start, like, eating themselves and stuff. And so we talked about that, but there was also recently a short film made about that. Huh. And we kind of had a discussion about the two sort of forms. This is horrifying. The two forms of the media, and how both of them kind of interpreted the original story very differently. So that was the reason they preferred.
Well, we're going to listen. And people are going to look for it, and they're going to listen to it. Because if you like the Cusper Radio Show, you will love this. I am now a fan of this podcast.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! La, 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 la.
But, Christian, you know what, Shemaine? He's into horror. He's a horror director.
Direct for
he's a director of horror, and I want him to use me once, and he mustn't say it's me. We can make up me, mm-hmm. so people don't know it's me, and then I can show my acting chops. You know, as a cameo.
Good. Are they going to cut you up and send you to schools too?
We're going to send me to June.
It's going to be great.
So
okay.
Your love for horror, why?
I don't know.
You're a dark puppy, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
Jackie Jackie.
I guess it started because my parents were very busy when I was growing up. I'm speaking very fast, I realize.
Yeah.
My parents were very busy when I was growing up.
Better.
Yeah. And so my sisters kind of were there a lot. So my youngest sister, Yana, she loves horror. So I was watching, like, Nightmare on Elm Street from, like, 5.
Skanda on his sister.
Ooh, the drama.
What is this, by the way? You know.
This is the song of my nightmares.
No, I wanted to test your knowledge of horror. Okay, it's a very well-known horror story. It is Ira Levine wrote it. It is Mia Farrow starred in it. It is...
I'm blanking.
A pact. Okay. It's a pact that the whole flat did. With Mia Farrow, and then at night she was laying there and something was visiting her, and then she was pregnant.
Rosemary's Baby?
Yeah! Okay.
Rosemary's Baby, my favorite herb.
Okay, so to word jy groot met die fucking horrors?
Horror was wat als dat om mij, en dit was dus cool om te kunnen escape. Ik weet niet, er is iets aan horror wat bij empowering is, en dat is gewoonlijk een hero, en
dat
is gewoonlijk iemand wat normaal is, wat niet probeer uitspattig wees of iets.
En dan denk hulle word mal, want hulle het die kak om hulle.
Ja.
Oh, I love it. I love horrors myself, if it's well made.
Mm.
Okay, your most favorite horror director?
Ooh.
Sorry about that question. You can name a couple.
Okay, John Carpenter, Bioware.
Okay.
we had Halloween.
Yeah, same for me. Halloween in
Escape from New York, The Thing. I had vampires in 2010.
Okay. Is he dead or alive?
I think he's alive.
Is Wes Craven dead or alive?
He's very dead.
Oh, okay.
I took a day off when I got the news.
Oh, really? Wes.
But I am a massive fan of Wes. Like, I think he is probably up there in terms of most influential for
name
me.
His name is
He did Scream.
Ah!
And Scream 2. More screaming. And 3, actually. Crazy. He also did, was it Last House on the Left?
I think it's Last House on the... And then the people went to the right and they were fucked up. Yeah.
And he also did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah,
he's got a pretty good track record.
He's got a pretty good resume, old Wes.
And then contemporary, so like say, Mike Flanagan. He did Oculus. He did...
What the fuck are you talking about now?
More directors. Mike Flanagan.
What is Oculus? Is it the movie?
Yeah.
Ah.
He also did, what was a really good one? He did Gerald's Game on Netflix.
That is Stephen King.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it then. Must I watch
he's
it?
He's really good.
Is it good?
It's really
good. Are you watching Castle Rock?
I'm not watching Castle Rock.
You must.
Okay, I'll watch
Castle Rock.
Okay,
I must watch what? Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Oh, it's amazing. This is Dracula. Mike Flanagan and Katanka Hines.
She's come for you.
Okay, so someone I love, and I don't know whether I'm. What the fuck is this? Sam
Raimi.
Raimi?
Yes.
You like him?
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
He also did Spider-Man.
Drag Me to Hell.
He loved Drag Me to Hell. People hate Drag Me to Hell.
I love Drag Me to Hell.
It's so good.
It's one of my favorites.
It's so good.
Shemaine, are you still here?
I am totally here. I'm listening to you guys. I can't talk with you guys because I'm not. That's not the genre that really interests me.
Are you scared of horrors? Are you scared of horrors?
Yeah, I actually.
Will you not look at it?
No, I can't.
Watch it on your own.
I can't watch gore. I can't watch too much blood. I can't watch too much violence. My constitution is not geared for that.
But if you sit with people, is it any
fun?
No.
Still not fun.
No. You know, your makeup can take it or your makeup can't
take
it.
One of the most fun times I've had with friends was watching Scream.
It's so
because
good.
Because it's funny and you scream. And it's funny. Okay. So it's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience to watch it with friends.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Like, once Drew gets stabbed, she's just like, I'm out. I'm just going to go. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine. She said, no, come, let's sit and watch a movie. And this was an horror. So I was like, okay, fine. She's like, it's a little violent. It's not a lot. And then this guy goes on the motorbike and he guns, and the next thing the guy's head flies and I'm going, so they had a wire that was spun exactly to the I don't know, I just, you know, I was
name,
so
like, four
traumatized.
Yeah, what's that movie where they go have horrible deaths? That's very funny.
Final Destination.
Another one.
There's also Wrong Turn, the fifth one I think it happened in.
No, Wrong Turn, the other one. Final Destination.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
And I didn't hear you.
It's okay. You said no, the other one where they have horrible deaths.
But I'm think you said Final Destination.
Final Destination. That's the.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's actually.
The fur and
the
obvious.
The nurse.
Final Destination.
The final.
I think it was that.
I don't know. I don't care. I just don't give a shit about violence.
Are you also
in any form?
Hysterical with Final Destination. Do you laugh when they die?
It's the funniest thing ever.
I agree.
They have.
Oh my God.
If you listen to the director's commentary, it's them just like talking about how dumb the entire movie is.
They're trying to make it as horrible as possible. So that thing of decapitation on a motorbike sounds like Final Destination. Or you slip and then a big nail goes through your
back. I don't know. No, that's.
Crawl on the floor laughing because they try and make it as gory as possible.
It's so over the top
that it's funny.
It's great.
Really, okay. I mean, if I'm gonna have to watch something like that, it must be for research, and I must know beforehand.
You need to like
what
a list.
Went into the not. I don't need a list. I need to know
what went into the makeup or how shot was set up, or do you know what I mean? So that it takes away.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a brain is an amazing thing, you know, and if the storytelling's good, you get sucked into it, you know, and then you forget that it's just a story
Desperate
that's being told.
Yeah.
Christian, wanneer is julle podcast niet?
Elke Sondag.
Sondag.
Sunday in time for church.
Yes.
In time for church, hun.
Take me to church.
Oh. Take me to church in time.
Oh, have you listened to that song?
Nee, nou praat ek soos Christian.
Cassie, I know that song gemention, het jy al daarna geluister?
Take
me to church.
No, is it not from my fair lady? Is it not?
No, it's not my fair lady.
My fair lady always. Do you know what? I have to sit with this. My fair lady shit.
But you may know. So get me to the church on time. La 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 la.
No, this is a dark one.
Oi, 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 oi. What does get me to church?
Take me to church.
I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
Yeah, we sung it. We sung it.
Hey, ons het al hierdeur gegaan. Hosea.
Oh, we played it, man.
No, we didn't play it. I think we talked about it.
We talked about Hosea, and we said he was great, and I discovered him on this show, thanks to you, I think.
And then you said...
Or was it...
it was me,
who was the singer who was here?
That beautiful boy from...
Yes, Kyle.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about him then?
Yes, we did. We talked about him.
You see, my memory is very good.
What's he? Adam.
At times.
From Adam.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Kyle Moss. You said it,
Kyle Grant.
So anyway, Cassie, moet je wel voor mij nou vast vragen?
Welcome to the quiz with Casper.
There
we
go.
Yes.
I think we played this.
If the heavens ever did speak,
is it on the right speed?
Yes, it is
very slow.
It
is not from my fair lady.
No,
The new
We were born sick,
newly staged and adapted My Fair Lady with Take Me to Church.
It's like a dark version. Everyone dies halfway through from polio or something.
This is unfair lady.
This is about violence against humans in the church shutting up. Against gay people specifically.
We love you, Ozier. We love you. Let's spread the mesh.
Amen.
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 Okay, that is nice. So,
yes,
a long, long time ago, Christian asked me to help me.
Long time ago.
What is a long, long time ago? Because in Christian's mind, a long, long time ago is...
It's a long, long time ago, and in his mind as well.
Okay.
I can't remember how I got to know him, but I got to know him. He had his own YouTube channel. And I thought, this guy is so fucking talented. Because he was in front of the camera, like he is now. He's very funny and very natural. And so we became friends.
Yeah.
And then you went off, and you... Jy is af daartoe, maar ek het altyd kontak met hom gehad.
I thought you also went to India. So everybody goes to India these days.
To full in Thailand.
So you went to AFDA, hey?
Yes.
And did you enjoy it there? Would you recommend it? Would you recommend people to shelf money for that shit?
I think it is what you make of it.
Okay,
because
good answer.
That is a very non-committal answer.
Thank you. I do not want a lawsuit. This is not slander.
Is it after or opto?
No, I think it's what you make of it. We were a very strong year, and we kind of created a sense of competition that pushed each other a lot more
than
I think the average year did.
I like that.
They kept mentioning that.
How long ago was this?
Sure. I graduated like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I think it's really what you put into it, because they will meet you halfway in a lot of places, but it's also an opportunity to kind of get out there and actually play with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get a lot of really amazing equipment that you wouldn't normally get, so you get to actually make films.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for a lot of people, they don't really make as much of the opportunity that they've been granted, and that can kind of bring down the whole crew.
So are you saying you won't be spoon-fed?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's how you...
Maar jy kom van 'n klein dorpie af.
Yes.
Wat?
Swaizerenike.
Slaan my oor die kop met 'n pan. Ek het nie geweet nie.
Klink soos 'n Duitse racial slur.
It does. Swaizerenike. Dan Schweizer.
Ja, so dit was ook 'n goeie geleentheid om te network in Joburg. Want ek het, toe ek Joburg toe getrek het, ek het my lisensie gekry die Saterdag en ek het Sondag... Joburg toe
gaan. Oh, my heren met getrek. Kokkewiet oor.
What's the highway?
Ach, jyre moeder. Toe bestuur jy.
Ja, ek bestuur my sissie. My sissie en haar man het achter my gerei met die double cab met die rest van my goeders. Ja.
That's too sweet. En, your parents, hulle sterk harte.
En ja, so, dit was 'n goeie geleentheid ook vir my om in die industrie in Joburg.
En so dan in Gomorra.
Was intens. of soos in die industrie geïndoctrineerd te word om te soos mense te leer ken om vriende te maak hier.
So when you became friends with Casper, was that kind of like, oh my god, ma?
Ja,
or what was it? Was it like a
die hele YouTube ding was a weird fase van my lewe.
It was wonderful. That's why I thought, and I spread your name to a lot of people, like in CakeNet and stuff, and they weren't fucking awake to see the potential in you. And then he came to my shows and we met a bit and talked and stuff, and I heard about his, you know, love for movies, and that he's actually one of go to be a director, mm-hmm. because I sort of went to Cake and say use this guy as an actor because he's good. And then John Flismas and I would have had a comedy show on Comedy Central, mm-hmm. and we would have had sketches, and I asked him to play a zombie in one of the sketches, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the day the whole thing fell through, so he didn't play, so I didn't see him for years and years. So that's how it all started, uh-huh. and now he's this accomplished but you've won awards.
I have won awards.
See what it means, cool.
No, ek het begin met YouTube en dit was 'n weird fase van my lewe, want ek het
is it still there?
It's still online technically, but it's unlisted.
You don't want it to be seen.
It's just very different.
Can you unlist it?
Yeah, so I can for me so link stuur, maar ek kan nie search nie basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was ook 'n baie snaakse tyd my name, so in my kop, hier's hoe my brein gewerk het. Ek het al hierdie YouTubers sien,
stadiger.
Ek het al hierdie YouTubers gesien. En in my kop is ek van, okay, cool. Ek wil dit doen. En nou is ek van, ek is 14, 15 op hierdie stadium. En
so jong.
Ek was baie jong toe ek begin
het. Oh my
god. Ek het bitter jong begin. En ek sê van, okay, wat is marketable? Amerikaanse accents. So my hele YouTube channel het hierdie weird vibe waar ek Amerikaanse accent aangesit het. Uh-huh. Wat baie is nou.
Maar dit was baie snaaks. En die manier waarop jy geedit het,
ja.
was baie international.
Ek het baie savvy. Geleef.
Maar hoe het ek dan op jou, het jy vir my 'n link gestuur aan jou?
Ek het jou baie gespam.
Oh, okay, en toe, maar mense spam my, maar ek dink ek, jy het my aandag gevang wat ek het gesien, hierdie ou's goed.
Ja, en toe, eendag, so daar was so ou, sy naam was Will of DC, en hy het soos 50,000 subscribers, wat eintlik niks is op YouTube nie.
Dis fucking amazing.
Dis niks. So jy kan nie eers a living maak van dit nie. Maar hy het soos 'n competition gehad, waar mense jou channels kan instuur, en hy sal soos 'n shout-out hier, en soos half semi-review ding. So eendag sit ek in wiskunde, en my foon gaan af. Ek kry soos email, so ek het honderde emails gekry, en my channel gekies, en soos in een dag het ek honderde subscribers gekry, baie overwhelming, want soos ek het gegaan van amper nie 'n audience, van soos 10 mense wat daarna kyk, tot honderde mense wat verwag, wat iets actually expect, so dit was baie overwhelming vir my, en ek het half semi gestop, ek het aangehou try, maar dit het vinnig geword van hoe kan ek hulle please in plaas van hoe kan ek my eie ding
net doen. Yeah. I understand.
En daar was dus missed opportunities as gevolg van dit. Daar's 'n ou wat se naam Casper Lee.
Oh ja.
Ja. Ek en hy het gesels, so hy nog 'n nice nag gebly het.
Shut the fuck.
Ja. Ons het gesels en gechat van ons moet collaborate.
Oh my god.
En hy's van kos doen dit. En ek's van okay, cool. En dit was dus 'n paar weke later dat ek opgehou YouTube video's maak vir 'n ruk, en ek het gesê, ek gaan my studies konsentreer. En toe ek weer sien, toe sy inspired, en ek sê, wat gaan aan?
Toe sy wat? Hy die queen al ontmoet.
Ja,
dus, weet jy dit?
Ek weet dit, Kasper! Ek weet!
Well, you chose your direction, darling.
Ja, ek...
Hit them on fire.
Ja, it's the case. Judge, Dennis se hande is baie klein. Look at those hands.
Hy, wat gaan aan met sy hande? Hy het nie gewrig nie.
It's so small. No, the hand itself is very small.
Tiny.
We're watching, I don't what's his name? What is going on? So, anyway... So he's testifying in what?
Just tell the people what you're doing. They think you're on.
We are watching E-News.
They're watching E-News. Don't judge and Judge Dennis
testifying, but his hands are so small. Because every time I see this, I go like, he lifts the hand.
The Custer Audio Show.
Daar's blijkbaar nou 'n nuwe movie uit.
'n nuwe movie?
Oh God, die speel nog altyd die horror. Christian, dat is blijkbaar een nieuwe movie.
Daar is een pop dood, Casper.
Vertel me alles.
Hij is dood. Melissa McCarthy, onthou jy haar? Sy was in, wat is dat, Gilmore Girls?
Die vette.
Ja, die vette.
Ja.
Sy was maarder toe, maar sy het een beetje zwaard uitgehaad.
Melissa McCarthy is van The Spy Who...
Dit was net Spy.
Spy.
En Jason Statham.
That was quite funny, eh?
Dit was, ek was vraag Snogs.
Okay, but we're not talking about that.
Yeah, so it's in a nieuwe fliek.
Okay, called what?
Nog steeds Snogs, The Happy Time Murders.
Ah.
Yeah, The Happy Time Murders.
And what's it about?
This was, okay, imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, ek wil dat julle mental images
op. Okay.
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 This is a noir movie.
Work it, boy, work it.
Noir.
Yeah, noir.
Which just means black.
I know.
Dark for those people.
Jermaine is a noir lady.
That's a detective. Melissa is the detective.
Oh my God.
En iemand maak die, basically so Sesame Street, soos Takalani Sesame, die poppiekies, ja, ja? Nee? Iemand vermoor die shit uit te lijk.
Oh my God.
Ja, ja. So, Melissa en haar partner, hulle dwaal rond, en hulle probeer uitfigure, wie die popmoordenaar is. Ja, so, hulle tagline is, no Sesame, all street.
Ja! Awesome.
Ja, dit kom...
Wie is haar partner?
Ek dink dit is Joel McHale doen die voice, maar dit is een pop.
Is een pop.
Dit is een fully...
That's
like,
sweet.
Ja, is een voluit pop. Ek dink die... Ek dink as ek moet draai, as ek mag verkeerd wees,
jy mag draai.
Ek dink die director is die kind van die ou wat Sesame Street gedoen het. Ek dink. Of the Muppets. Iverste daar is daar familie situasie.
Okay, so it's... They have, like, sanctioned it. They've...
Is
hulle, ek bedoel, sanctions is in hulle toestemming.
Ja, maar dis nie selfde poppen.
Is het Frank Oz?
Die selfde style poppen, maar dis nie... Elmo gaan nie verkracht word in die fliek nie. So, hey. Is okay.
But Elmo was, you know, Elmo's...
Elmo!
Really, yeah, but his handler was, like, fiddling with kids, I think.
Oh, that tiny one. That small guy.
The
no,
Roy
man.
Hi, I'm Elmo.
White one. He's a tall guy.
Roy dingiki.
And there was actually a movie made... About him, a documentary, and then it turned out that he was, like, not well.
Well, you couldn't be well if you can do that. So...
Brad, this is Elmo?
Hi, I'm Elmo.
Oh, hello, Elmo. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
And what about this movie, Elmo? When does it start, Elmo?
It is coming out on the 31st of August.
My Elmo accent gaat al meer ik ben niet afkomen.
Hij fok uit, ja, maar dat is nice.
Oké, okay, maar het komt vandaag.
Ja!
Dus het is een dag in ons kinies.
Oh.
Jij kan vandaag gaan kijken hoe pop een strijd op vermoeid wordt.
Mij. En is dat ouders om pop werken?
Ja, dit is baie rof.
So ek moet nie gaan kyk.
So moet nie vir Tanny bring nie.
Jy moet nie gaan nie.
Ek gaan dalk so 'n bietjie Jan sien gesprei en goeters, maar is okay.
Aww.
Is dis bietjie ver van A af.
No, I'm saying dat jy omgee. Dankie vir die omgee.
Maar ek dink dit
is thanks for the warning.
Het jy die trailer gekyk vir die fliek?
Absoluut
niet. Ik heb die trailer gezien.
Vertel mij wat gaan aan.
So, net om zo'n idee dat je van hoe...
Jij is in je element.
Ik is in mijn element. Net om jou idee te geven van hoe niet PG-13 dit is.
Ja.
Op die einde van die van die trailer is daar twee poppen.
Ja.
Vol poppen. En hulle gaan aan... Hulle doen hulle ding, hulle probeer barbecue poppe maak, ek neem aan.
Oh my God.
En,
okay, so copulating.
Copulating.
Populating, populating.
Sien dat jy nou nie wil sê,
Mama, ek is jou, En jy weet daai string spray, dat sound.
Yes, yes.
Ja, ja, oor is dit die...
Dis die...
Ooh,
so die hele stout screen deur is string spray.
Okay,
ja,
okay.
Net om vir jou idee te gee.
Oh my okay. God.
So dit is nie vir kinders nie.
Nie vir kinders
nie. Nee.
Okay, so it's rough and it's got sex in it.
Ja, and violence.
Not that sex can't be rough.
But then...
Dis nie 50 Shades nie.
So, but it's violent. It's main. It's
this R-rated.
Okay. So
R-rated.
People who have seen Avenue Q,
yeah,
can now go see this, and they will be used to puppets,
yeah,
being naughty.
But this dark a fetish for one of two men, so actually, seker nie.
Maybe it is.
Dark.
Puppetry is coming out strong now for adults. You know, I have to say that.
What?
It's a bit disconcerting. It's like you taking your childhood fantasies into your adulthood, which I guess is not a bad thing.
Kermit the Frog here. Kermit.
I know. So, anyway, Casper, what mark you?
Well, I'm going to play you our... We've got a section on the show called Out There.
Out There. What's your boodskap om hier nie?
I don't think people are too scared because every time they you can write us messages if you want, but I don't. I remember, you know, I listened because we make highlight shows as well. Mm. So I listened to a couple, and in the beginning we were getting message after message. You know, people were just writing. They're not anymore. I don't know. People, you can write. We might see it.
We don't necessarily tell them that they.
But what
write.
Is this? Is this but WhatsApp or is this WeChat?
I haven't been
this
on there.
This is Colony trademark pending.
Greg Cohen, user.
Greg, station manager Greg.
That's our. It's our Greg. I think they write to him.
What's here, Christian?
Well, it says Colony, trademark pending. Not their opus now. It's not one of the two.
You can see far, hey?
He's
contact lens.
Okay, the joy.
Nie natuurlik nie.
Oh, yeah, I was just like, I'm in awe.
I'm not
I'm
natural.
I'm in awe of youth. I'm going back in time.
am I pressing the right buttons here?
Moet iets gebeur?
Ja.
Okay, dan neem ek aan die druk hier regte knoppie nie.
Oh my God.
So when did they install these cameras that keep moving?
I don't know. It's like three. Prick Brother is watching us, hey?
I know, it's quite disconcerting.
The host said Lady Mousepad steals. I can't even, I don't know.
Are we where? I can't get this thing to work, and I want to play Out There.
Help!
La Cassie.
The Casper Radio Show.
The Casper Radio Show.
That's what
it's
I want
to
play.
Avive.
It's Avive.
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 Where?
How I fucking say it.
How do you say your name?
Avive. So, how do you say your name?
Avive.
Huh?
Avive.
Avive. It's like me. I'm saying.
I don't know what to say. Avive.
Yeah.
Awewe. Awewe.
Awewe.
Awe, bra. Awe.
This is a never empty slogan.
It just sounds awe. Like a shortened form of awe.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Awewe. Awewe.
Hello, Mark, a remake from Lion King now.
Oh my God.
Live action.
Live. Now, John Favreau.
Favreau. Yeah.
Sorry.
Met,
John Favreau.
Childish Gambino, what's that? I don't know.
Huh?
The old fun community, I spiel in Atlanta.
Donald Glover.
Danny Glover. Yeah, I spiel. Yeah. I can Simba wees.
Thanks, Avive.
Yay! And Viva Simba in the Walt Disney Inn?
Shit, I get me.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
I was next to Steve.
Paris.
Okay, so we got a wonderful song I want to play to you, but it's we can't play the sting out there, so I'm going to do it again. So I'm going to go the Casper Radio Show, and then Christian, you go Out There.
Out there.
Yeah, but higher.
Out there.
No. In the middle, I mean out less there. Bass. Yeah, okay. Treble.
Cool.
Okay.
Wow.
And then you go wow at the end. Okay.
The Casper Radio Show.
Out there.
Wow.
Yeah. So our song is, it's like out there. It's called, it's by Nida Freeman. And it's called Bitch, I'm a Cow. Can you believe that?
Imagine the leaky where my is.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Nina, Nida. Come now, Nida. I'm going to bring the queen now in.
Daisy?
Yeah. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I am not a
relatable.
Cow. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, I'm a cow, go moo. And you feel me real good, it's an honor. Philly cheesesteak, all in that order.
Even Kent is like,
cheese fries, like as a star.
Kent is like, what the fuck?
Steroids keeping me strong.
Kent is the dog.
Woo, cannibalism.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I am not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Go moo.
So nice.
Smooth.
Okay, so that's called bitch.
You mean onze bijdrage moer so nice.
That's moer so nice.
Wie sing it?
Let me tell you now, Christian. She's called Nida, N-I-D-A, and she's called Freeman, F-R-E-M-I-N. Nida Friedman, I'm bitch, I'm a car.
Nice.
My guy. So, is dat enige van jou short horrors, wat al te kyk is op Vivo of Adams of nie?
Wens. al my goeders is op my website.
Okay, yes. Mm. And what is that called?
And this Christian.
No. Really?
Ja, my is my naam my fan, .com.
Christian Groblaar met 1 A. Nee,
laat ek het spel. So is Christian met 1 A. G-R-O-B-B-E-L-A-A-L.
We got English listeners, please.
Okay, it's Christian with 1 A.
And a C. Not okay.
Thanks. G-R-O-B-B, that's for B for Bravo. Mm. E for Echo. L-A.
Lima.
Alpha, Alpha. A-R, Romeo.
Yeah.
Like me. But everything is there. Like, my whole life is on my website.
Okay. So.
It's a double B and L.
Yeah.
But you did. Double B and L.
Double R.
And double R.
Nady funny twee R's.
Yeah. I had net een R.
Asseblief.
And it's a K.
What? The seer, for fuck's sake.
The seer, ha!
What the fuck do you mean it's so
Christmas.
People, yes, yes, our people are now confused.
No, people are not. Our people don't get confused. Our people know that shit happens and you talk to your macaw. They must be tuned in for a while. They know what's with the sea. We just started this conversation like at the beginning.
I mean, but like this is where people are like starting to like lose a little bit of attention. I'm giving them things to do. Giving some actionable steps.
But you've won awards, Christian.
Yeah, I've won some.
Are those movies on your website?
Yes.
Okay. But what is your dream? Can we talk dreams?
Let's talk about dreams.
Okay. What's your dream?
So to make money to whatever I'm like, if I can just make money off of one of my creative endeavors, that would be great.
What is money?
Like paying rent.
No, that's too, you're aiming too low.
I'm aiming very low. Like, my stance on.
So that's why I'm asking, what is money? Is money like 17 million? Is it like 93 million?
Look,
what is that?
I'm a filmmaker in South Africa. I'm not expecting to become rich.
But
no,
you can go overseas. I believe in you.
Thank you. That's so nice. But, like, I would like to just, like, make a living off of creating stuff. Mm. That's kind of the big thing. Like, I don't want to care about riches. I want to be able to make money off the podcast.
Wait till you're in your 50s. You'll be like, yes, I should have made some money.
But what? Who should we now ask to listen? Who should we call out in the universe to listen here so that he can make a movie?
You're asking me, Casper.
Yeah, I'm asking you. You're the oldest by far.
For fuck's sake, okay.
She's like, just well, you know, oldest. Samson from the Bible. the Triceratops.
So you are working your way towards, that's very difficult to say when you're English, Afrikaans. You're working your way towards your own feature film.
Yes, I think that would be great.
feature film, TV series, or just getting like enough listeners on the podcast to be able to like...
Your podcast is stunning. We're going to listen to this from now on. And anytime you want to come on this show, well, not Chanti come, that's six, but there's the other one. You come here, okay?
Okay.
Anytime. I mean, and you can bring Sue Ann as well.
She is going to actually... I think she's listening to this, so
oh,
she
Sue-Ann,
might you, cry.
Sue Ann. Come, Sue Ann. And then you can, yeah, because I love this. Mm. I really think we found a kindred brother and sister of our show in the dark stuff, or the darker stuff, or what the fuck it's called.
It's on ChristianGrobler.com.
It's on Christian Grobler. I just think we need to change your surname.
I also, just like G, just like make it a letter.
For international, yeah. It's a Christian G movie.
But
I
then
like that.
In my head, I'm like, Gyllenhaal's a thing. And I'm like, that has a Y in it somewhere. I can't even begin.
Christian G, that's all.
It's like Mick G. It's so bad.
Easy G. Christian G.
I'm going to have like a Madonna moment, just like Easy G, you know? That's me, Easy G.
But grub a lot, they can't say
it. It's a lot to
I know.
Say.
So from now on, you're Christian G.
What if I scrap the last name? I'm just Christian.
No, then they're going to think you're gospel.
Oh, I see. Mm.
That's yeah, like,
it's
I
hard
thought,
to,
yeah,
it's
like
hard to Google.
Name, she said, a Christian is coming. She thought, oh my God, what the fuck happened to Casper? So the kid
pulls out the New Testament. Well, yeah. Guys.
Hello, Yellow. Yeah, okay, so I think Grobbelaar must go.
Okay. My dad is wincing at this, by the way. He's like, sorry, he will never go on that shit again.
On what?
On this podcast bullshit.
No,
Grobbelaar is too difficult to say for international people.
I'm Afrikaans, I mean, can barely say it.
Exactly. Can you, Charlie? I mean,
what is your last name? Can you say your last name?
Harris. I absolutely can.
What is your last name?
Harris.
Oh, my
good
God.
One. Go Christian on. Harris. Let's take Grobbelaar and just dissect it so that the woman is happy and that international people can say. So what would that be? La, grub, grub? No.
Grub is a weird, like, syllable to, like,
grub,
say.
Yeah,
it's like, kak. Rolls weird.
Yeah, and Afrikaans mensen gaan say groep. So this cock. Oh, talking
I don't,
about
I,
that.
I don't, I, if you're going to do that bullshit, just put the G there.
I think
just
it's the
Christian
hard G.
Yeah, you know, or you can Dutchify it, or you can just say Christian Gier.
The one thing I might have that's working for me is there's a lot of Frenchies doing really well right now, and yeah. I can't pronounce any of their names, like Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, he's
so
very
I'm like,
good.
Maybe they'll just kind of deal with the fact that no one can pronounce my name. Like Saoirse Ronan. Have you seen how you spell that?
Yeah, I have.
Go home with that O-A-I.
Go to Brooklyn.
No.
Go to Brooklyn, lady.
You might be onto something there, maybe. Yeah. It's all right.
It'll stand out. You know, they're like, oh, it's not Christian Bale. I'm like, definitely not Christian Bale.
But they're going to say good. They're not going to say the G because they can't.
I've just accepted it, you know.
Grobbelaar. It sounds like a groveler.
It sounds
and
like
here,
a throat disease.
Yes, Christian Groveler. Hi. Get up from the floor, Groveler.
Thank you guys so much for having me at the Academy Awards. I would like to thank. I would like to thank my family. We're not going to say her name.
And
Cassie.
Yeah,
Cassie,
thank you.
At Cliff Central. Listen to him every Friday, 11 to 1.
.com. Listen to him. Now that you said, what did you say? Grab is like a. Listen to this. As jy, dis van die Afrikaanse mense. As jy iemand behoorlik wil sleg sê, sonder om te vloek, kan jy na hom of haar verwys as 'n gomtor, 'n sandtrapper, 'n yak.
Ja, ek fucking swear.
How do you spell yak?
Y-A-K?
Y-E-K. Yak. A my foodie. Ek tog is 'n my foodie. It's altijd my fully.
It's very lame to me. In my colored mind, that's bullshit.
All these are really
I know,
bad.
But you know, I always say my fully. My fully. But my foodie, I don't like the fucking fucking.
I mean, gomtor.
Was
that not bad?
That's ook lane. Wacht. A smeerkanus.
What is that?
That is a fluke. Jouw smeerkanus.
No one's going to react. Everyone's going to be like, what does that mean?
They're going to laugh. Yeah.
At you.
Yeah. Fita. Fita. A swynhond. Dis amper soos was Jereneke. A drel.
I think I've heard
Jere,
that one.
Ek was nou in die badkamer en ek het 'n moose drel gelos.
Like, imagine...
Guar?
Like, hold on, go back to Drell.
You talk about, yeah. Okay, Drell. Yep.
Imagine standing in the Woolies queue.
Yeah.
And just there with your little, like, recyclable bag, and you, like, bunch a little bit in front of a lady, and she's like, yo, Drell. Like, how would you feel? Nothing, because it doesn't mean anything.
I would laugh.
But it's so I would
tell her, Jai Drell, kijk jou chenna.
It's such a bad word.
Yeah. But, you know, depending on how you say it, it can have some impetus where you can go, like, I get that that's an insult.
Yeah, but you can do that with any word.
That's true.
You yeah, clue.
Yo, Drell.
Yo, hoor hier. Maar hier is nog drie fucking lijnen van woord. A gaip. G-A-I-P. Wat zal dit wees? Gaip.
Gaip.
Yo, gaip. Kluit.
Ooh. I like okay. that one. That one Kluit. Hits hard.
As jy kont, nou, dat is kluit kont. Dis nou. Yeah.
That's it has yeah. like a good flow.
Yeah. Skorrie morrie. Oh, palie.
That sounds like a bad 80s, like, Leon Schuster band. No.
It sounds like a 60s poem. By the 60s, Jan Rabie.
My skorrie is gemorrie. Jou kan nie meer worry.
Jou skorrie morrie. Jafel.
No, like man.
Are you saying jaffel?
Jafel.
Like a I'm saying
okay.
Like
no, I'm a clip salamander.
What? What?
They're just who? Naming animals now.
Who said that? That is wacht offensive.
Wacht nou, a milk mail. Okay. A milk mail. So this one sounds a bit sickly. A galtros.
That's it.
Yo, I like fucking galtros.
I feel like a tag.
Oh, you can't swear. Yo, galtros. Yo. Bliksemse goltros.
Yo, blarry.
Blarry, donkey.
There we go.
Yo, blarry goltros. Lekker kijk net woord voor een seconde. Oliekoek. That's
ew,
not nice.
Ew. I hate that one.
Oh my god.
That's got like a visceral. Oh.
Yo, oliekoek.
Ja, ga nou op vier.
He's in very months. Yo, pop class.
Pop
Class. Soos in class, K-L-A-R-S. Mm-hmm. Pop class. Pop, soos in voetopop. Pop class.
Ah.
En jou adder gebroedsel.
That's too many. It's too long.
Adder gebroedsel. You must be able to speak Afrikaans to do that
dis
one.
Dis te lang.
Jou adder gebroedsel.
A goeie insult moet soos klap soos een hand wat jou gesig gaan. Dit moet nie, so'n bietjie titikel en om aandag af te trek en dan kom jy klap nie.
Ja, I don't know what
das
to
nog,
say.
Das nog, dat is nog.
No!
Waar was ons nou?
Drell. Adder gebroedsel.
Kluit. Kluit.
Ja, je was bij adder gebroedsel.
Ja, van Mampara. Mampara is ook hier.
Mampara, I remember that one.
Oh, that's an old one as well.
Dit is in een oude Afrikaanse letterkindeboek.
Hoor gauw hier zo.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
Jermaine?
Pet Haven. Get all you need to know about taking care of your furry family friends. Pause for Thought is a 10-part podcast series brought to you by Pet Haven, South Africa's leading online pet food delivery service, and hosted by Leanne Moore. Find out about nutrition, socializing your dog, traveling with your pets, puppy training, common health issues, pet insurance, and more. All 10 episodes are available now on the cliffcentral.com website or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look for Pause for Thought. That's P-A-W-S. Pet Haven is an online-only pet supplies business offering recurring deliveries to keep your pet regularly fed, exceptional customer service, and competitive pricing on all their brands. Check them out at pethaven.
Not haven.
.co.za.
Pethaven.co.za.
So let's spell that. Pet Haven.
Yes.
P-E-T-H-E-A-V-E-N.
Sorry, I'll have to redo it, otherwise you'll get sued by Pet Haven. But that was very toxic, Jermaine. Now, who is this? You wonder, who the hell is this? Well, I can tell you, it's a man.
What?
Isn't that beautiful? I love that.
You're kidding,
I'm
right?
I'm shook.
It is fucking amazing.
How old? Do you know how old he is?
He is about 23.
Okay. Is this you? It's holy shit! Sorry, I spoiled the surprise.
Spoiled the surprise.
It just clicked and...
fuck off. Christian. No, it's Armand.
Oh my god.
Hello, Armand. Hello, sorry, I put on the wrong mic. Say hello again.
Hello, Gossip.
Hello, Armand!
Oh, it's so good to be here, man. Yes.
Armand Dubert. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You. And you are so talented.
Thank you.
Listen to your voice, and I'm so glad that you are going international.
Yeah. Exciting things, man. Exciting things.
Armand, who the fuck were you talking to? I met you on Instagram, eh?
Yeah. Actually, my friend from Adam Kyle was here. And you guys...
Yeah.
We just talked about him a little earlier.
Yes. Yeah. It's come full circle now.
Do the circle thing on the show. Yeah. And then we spoke and you said... And then I saw you, but you're a singer. Yeah. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
It's okay.
I don't know what's going on in the world. And I was totally taken aback and thought, this is amazing.
Thank you.
And then I went and I listened to your oeuvre, and it sounded amazing. So we're going to listen to a couple of your songs.
Thank you.
But now my first question is, mm-hmm. Where do you come from? What the hell is going on?
I actually come from Witbank.
Yeah.
Witbank?
White Couch.
White Couch. Oh my god.
Yeah, I actually come from Witbank. I grew up there and I've been living in Centurion now for 2 years. Yeah.
Halfway,
hey? Yes, yes. Yeah.
Nie heeltemal in Sodom en Gomorra nie,
nee.
Maar ook nou die heeltemal terug in die verlede in Pretoria.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Halfway. Yeah, okay. Halfway. It's in the middle of everything, so it's quite easy for me to travel.
You see, I was born in Pretoria, so okay. I know Pretoria very well.
Okay.
And then I moved to Johannesburg and I never looked back.
Oh.
And when I go to Pretoria now, I feel like I've gone into another time zone.
Is it?
Centurion is lekker. Ek hou die middel.
Yeah. Yeah, Centurion still feels like a little bit, it's a little bit chilled, yeah. Because I like the city, but it gets too busy sometimes. So Centurion is still a bit, you know, laid back. So, it's good.
Chris het nou net gevra, Chris Britton, skryf jy, het jylle
WhatsApp, hello, Leafy.
Het jylle WhatsApp nummer verander? Hoekom hakkelijk so nou? Het ons WhatsApp nummer verander? Weet jy Celeste?
Of is ons WhatsApp nummer gedisconnect?
As jy wonder wie Celeste self is die ingestel. Can I write on your hand? Can I write on your hand?
You can write on here.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell. Dankie Celeste. My course het gekom, dis wat aankom.
Hy's honger.
But let's just hear, did the WhatsApp number change? Because we do not get messages and we are upset. Because usually we have the whole conversation going and we had people talking to people and fans writing and saying, my God, Armand is in the studio. My Jesus Christian is here. Now we got nothing. So what is the WhatsApp number? I'm asking very kindly to the people. Yeah. Armand, so how long have you been singing?
I've been singing from the age of 5.
Oh.
Pretty
Stop
much my whole life.
The bus. Stop the bus.
Wie is jy? I don't
know.
Shaitai Preston.
Where am I? Stop the bus.
This is a Verse Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Wat het nooit weer in die lys in kan gaan nie.
Oh, dit het nie klaar gemaak nie, so los die bus net daar.
Hey, bus drivers. Stop the bus. Oh my god, maar het jy deelgeneem aan competities?
Ja, ek het 'n Voice SA gedoen. Laas jaar, season 2.
Met Cornelle?
Ja. Ek het nie baie ver gekom nie, maar dit het vir my hoop stoot gegee, hoor.
So it does help.
It does. Okay. It really does help.
I don't watch that TV, so I don't know. That's why I plead innocence. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's
but,
okay.
But it's great to know that it does help, because you always think people fall for those who go first, or, you know, they're kind of like, that's it.
But how far did you go with the voice?
I actually ended up top 32. I fell
it
out,
should have gone further.
Yeah.
With that voice.
Yeah, I think it happened for a reason. I don't think I would have been I would have come this far if I didn't hustle that hard. You know, I think when I ended up in the top 32, I was like, yes, I still want this so much. So I'm just going to freaking go for it.
What's your range, your voice? Because it moet hoog wees. What is it?
5 octave.
What a focus thing.
Yeah, I mean, my
cake. Yeah, I mean, I'm
that's
really
a lot, eh?
Sing a word as Mariah Carey, or was your
Oh, no, Mariah is in her own league.
So he's talking about the whistle.
So just like half by Mariah.
How many octaves for Mariah?
I also think Mariah is a 5 octave. Yeah.
No, you're there.
Yeah, I was. Thank you.
Sing iets. Kan jy vir my 'n beetjie nommer sing?
Moet ek vir iets sing?
Saam met my. Ek laat
jou. 'N beetjie nommer. Wat dan wat jy sing?
Ja, maar nee, Shamai, ek gaan jou fucking opsit. Shamai, ek gaan jou fucking opsit. Moet die kak maak hier sommer.
I'll be doing. I'm just telling you what it's gonna do to you.
Now we must do because you're
I just know that one song. Immortality.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's all I know.
Fact 6.
What is the words?
Shh, get it to me.
Immortality.
Yes.
I got the fucking you and me. Inside. We dance.
Well, we
don't say goodbye.
Nice. Come on.
We don't say goodbye. That was with Celine Dion, right?
Ah, with Celine. Oh, I've got chicken gooses.
The geese chickened on your arms.
God. So this did it for you, hey? You should have said to him before the time.
So how did you end up with this fucking range? Home on the Range.
My mom, my mom was baie streng op my gewees. Yo, like I would sing and then she's like, no, stop, that is flat.
Was
that
it like a theater mom?
Yeah, I think like almost like a dance mom. Yeah, she's like, you're not singing with passion, start again.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'll be in it, and then she'll be like, no, you're not singing with passion, so.
Throw you back.
Begin weer van voor af.
So, was for your momager.
Yeah, I actually, there was a time where I didn't want to sing anymore because she was just too hard on me, and then she was like, okay, it's your decision. Now you go. I trained you, so you go. And then I ended up, I couldn't stop singing. It's just, it's my second nature.
But Armand, as jy into goed as musicals and so, of what is jou speciality? I mean, do you go for auditions for musicals?
Because I don't really do.
You don't want to do that.
No, I want to become a pop star, man. I've always wanted to act. I'd like to. I'm still a newbie to that. I'd like to.
But then you can go to musicals as well.
Yeah.
Verstaan jy? Moet in dat phase.
Nee? Yeah. I think there will definitely be a time where I'd like to do.
It will give you good
musicals.
Groundwork and just help you with experience
and discipline.
And you can still become a pop star.
Exactly.
I mean, can I say 6 words? A star is born, Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, exactly.
I had a vraag voor jou, maar. Was sy soos 'n vocal coach of iets? Of
my mom was actually a singer.
Okay.
As well, but my whole family is insanely musical.
Okay.
So she discovered that I could sing, and then she just started training me, and then she'd like before I went out to perform, she'll be like, okay, so. Stand now and let's sit. And I said, "Was only sit calm and say, sit now." My first song was "Tiny Bubbles." Can you believe it?
Oh, sing a bit. I can.
Tiny bubbles in the wine makes me happy, makes me feel
which
fine.
Which song was that?
I can't remember.
Patsy Cline of Sweet.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. But that was my first song, and then she'd be like, "Start again." That was flat. Oh, that was on the wrong note. So she was hard on me. She was very hard on me.
Christian, would you read them the WhatsApp number? Because now we confirmed it.
Where is the WhatsApp number? Okay.
I'm showing you so that people don't see me showing you. And then you fucking ask me
Casper,
where
can
it?
You please move out of the way so I can read the number?
Sorry.
Thank you. The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Afrikaanse fucking mensen.
The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Okay, so now you got no more excuse to WhatsApp us.
Yes.
But ek het myself geonderbreek.
Tiny bubbles.
We were a tiny bubble.
Wait,
dankie. Dat is hier.
Yeah. What should I say now?
You said larger bubbles. Larger bubbles.
Larger bubbles. Larger bubbles.
Darling,
yeah.
Darling, yeah, that was welcome, welcome, bubbles, darling. Welcome to day.
Bubbles, darling.
Little Britain. Bubbles de beer.
Nia, Bubbles de beer. No, I'm so lost.
I love that. I love that. Is there Bubbles de beer in Little Britain?
Bubbles? Not a chance.
The beer.
Oh, champagne, darling. That one. Ah, yeah.
I thought it's Bubbles the beer. I mean, can't you just create a Bubbles the beer for one of your horror movies?
Sure. Thank That's you. Intimidating.
Bubbles the beer.
Casper, you mentioned that you're international.
actually, I'm busy. There's my music is starting to play a lot overseas and stuff.
Yay!
So it's, yeah, so it's starting to make waves. But yeah, I'm still very very small. But
you're gonna make it.
Because it's a process, eh? It's a trust the process. It's
so
amazing.
How are you getting your music out?
So I'm signed with Universal Music.
Awesome.
So they send out all my music to, you know, all over the world and whoever takes it, because Universal Music is worldwide. So whoever takes it there and runs with it, go. And then
So do you have videos, music videos or anything?
I have
like
music
that?
Videos on YouTube. Okay. I've awesome. Released.
Plug.
You know, yeah. And he's if you're ever looking for someone,
she's pretty much okay. Hey, I'm a director.
Nice, awesome.
No,
nice
yeah, but anyway,
to
go,
nice
go
to
on, go on.
Yeah,
with your
so and then yeah.
Shh.
He wants to plug.
In the wine.
Is it this?
Makes me happy. Makes me feel fine.
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Tiny
it's that song,
bubble.
Yeah. That was my first song.
Makes me warm all over.
Yes.
Nostalgia.
With a feeling that I'm going to love you till the end of time.
Oh.
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah. Oh, this is a reggae version.
In the wine.
Oh.
Makes me happy.
Come on.
Oh, nice. Makes me glad all over.
Okay, that's enough.
Ons gaan aan beweeg.
Chris Britton se nommer se boodskap al deur. Hy sê,
hier nou 'n fucking boodskap.
Hy het 'n boodskap gestuur, hy sê dit gaan nie deur nie.
Yes, sis. Damn it.
So anyway, say for us, wanneer kan ons luister wat is
Sorry for my knees, hey, Armand's a new song. Sun back.
The sky when you were passing by, I felt the waves crashing over me. Maybe it's made believe, but I know what I see.
It's on iTunes. iTunes, U-Tunes, Me-Tunes, R-Tunes, Fuck-Tunes.
Put the sun back in the sky.
Sun back in the sky. Me, you and I. What if we could fly to put the sun back in the sky? Sun back in the sky. Me, you and I. What if we could fly to put the sun back in the sky?
Sun back in the sky.
It's great. This is hot. Hot. You know, Armand, let me tell you something. I have to interrupt the songs, otherwise they're going to cut it out of the podcast. So it's good to interrupt all the time. Sorry, Armand, what a fuck. What's he saying?
Oh, Armand. It just makes the listeners hungry to go hear some more. So
exactly.
Be clever. Very clever.
Armand, too bad. As like God, hon. Hulle twee die song terug sit in die fucking lift.
Ja.
On what drug was why were you?
On what?
Drug.
On what drug? On nothing.
When you wanted to put the fucking sun back in the sky.
A wine.
I like
Rosé.
I love it. Armand Joubert, There you go. That's your new single.
My brand new single.
It's on iTunes. I said U-Tunes. I'm not well.
Get it together, man. Get
iTunes,
it together.
iTunes, Spotify, everywhere.
WeTunes. Mm. Okay. Them tunes.
Who's this lovely lady here?
This is my manager, Marouise.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah.
Is she your manager?
Yes.
Oh, come sit down. Let me get yourself.
Sit here. Das
say. Are the hats part of the brand?
I love the hats.
Yeah.
Oh, can I also get a hat? It's like a cross between a bear and a Canadian Mountie.
Yeah. Hmm. We're not actually
getting it. We're actually gedraaid on set by fucking Wiki kom kuier. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you, fucking Wiki.
Oh, this bias sweet. But Armand, jy moet dit merchandise en dan sal ek ook een dra.
Okay, cool.
Ek is verskriklik soos 'n kind op my show. Ek wil vir almal iets doen. Ek wil met almal saamwerk. Ek wil fuck, but if I like your talent, I want to be there.
Oh.
So Armand, let me tell you, when you're famous one day and you stay in New York, remember me.
Of course I will. Maar ek kan net sê wat 'n moerse fucking eer is dit om hier te wees.
Gaan aan, gaan
aan. Om met jou te gesels, like I grew up watching you and ja, daar's niemand wat my so kan laat lag soos jy nie, ja.
Ach, bye.
Jy weet ek het in 'n Christelike huis groot geword, jy het my leer vroeg. Maar jy het my leer vroeg.
I'm sorry.
Goeie invloed, Cassie.
Good influence.
He served the purpose.
Ja.
Ja, maar ek hoop ook ek het jou leer dink.
Nee, jy het.
Dis belangrik.
Mm, definitief.
Hy praat oor sonne en goeders nou so.
Ja.
Progress.
Mhm.
Is dit?
Hy sit die son terug in die
skaal. Hy sit hom terug.
Hy sit hom terug. Ja, jy sien die winter is verby.
Jy het 'n sang gedoen saam met Kyle.
Ja.
Wat is sy naam?
Doubt.
Doubt.
Yes. I wrote the song with him. We didn't actually, this was before The Voice, everything. It was like very, you know, I was just like, I wanted to write something with him. We went to the studio. I just went through a little phase, you know, where you get people that are complete assholes and you have to kind of tell them how it is. And then we wrote the song and then after we listened to it, I was like, okay, let's put it out. And,
I love it. Thank you. You know what I did? I put on earphones. I'm moving out, people.
Hey!
Yay! Happy moving day.
And
happy
why is
day.
That? Why is that?
I'll tell you now. But, yes, sis, jylle allemaal is op my. God,
ons het vraag, Cassie. Ons het vraag.
Oh, you're the one who started.
Shh. So, I was packing my stuff, listening to his stuff on my earphones.
Uh-huh.
So I could hear. That's the best way to listen to music, okay?
Uh-huh. Wireless earphones.
Bluetoothy.
Bluetooth,
I was packing, and I listened. And then this one came out, Doubt. I thought, yes, I was grooving, eh?
Is it?
Yes, sir. And that's when I actually WhatsApp him and said, I'm listening. No, he WhatsApp me. And he asked me about today's interview, and I said, you know what? I'm actually listening to you right now. Yeah. How's that for, like, nature?
I'm telling you, like...
It's like...
Like there's something going on
here.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah. It's like the universe calling. It was great. And yeah, so the name, what the fuck? The name is...
Doubt.
It's Doubt, and you did that with Kyle.
Yes, from Adam.
Yeah, from Adam. I was here now die dag.
Yeah.
And I feel my... Jesus, toch. I so nice. And I stuur vir my sy nuwe video, and I vra wat dink ek, and ek sê, it's a bit too... Kyk net hier vir my. But then I saw... He directed it. I felt like a doos.
Oh my god.
But he said, thank you for your... Honestly.
Yeah. Mm. He's such a nice guy.
Maar dit is die boereoorlog en goed, ons moet nou vir kyk net. Se mense, dan nie. Dit is. Yeah. And that is his market. So I think he'd reach out to his market. It just but I still love him. I think he's a fantastic person.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
He's one of the because you know in the music industry there you have to trust a few, hey. You have to trust a few and he's one of those that you can trust. He's so good.
Immediately and you can your gut says he's a oop kop. I love it. And you did a song called Doubt.
Yeah.
Ooh, here is seker jy daai, né?
Ja.
Mooi. Dis mooi. Dis mooi.
You're a trifle.
It's been a long time coming that you've been keeping me drowning. I said, you make me sick. I wanna vomit.
Stay far away, I don't want you near my head. Small talk, I am not here. Small things, small mind, explains what you are. Your little figure, little bug, you.
I love it.
Way, or I will step on.
Well produced. Who produced this?
Actually, I produced it.
Fantastic!
Holding back is what you're good at. Stop me, you can try, but you'll fall flat. It's been a long time coming. You make me sick, I just don't want to pump it. Small talk. Small things, small matter, they explain what you are. You little buggy.
You wrote it for a specific audience, eh?
Yeah, I wrote it for someone that pissed me off.
Good.
Yeah. Are you doing the Sam Smith thing?
I think
Use emotion.
I was always like, I always just wrote about love and stuff until I experienced life a bit. And then I was like, it is so nice to write songs about people. It is the best feeling ever. Yeah, I was just going through some, you know, I think in your 20s, you learn about people. And I was just experiencing a lot of fake people. And I was like, I just got to write about it. Make way or I'll step on you. Just get out of my way. Yeah, it's necessary to go through that. Yeah.
True, true, true. Mm-hmm.
You know what they say? Keep your enemies closer.
Just be aware of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Be aware of them and then you move on.
Exactly.
Now... Christian, jy het vir my vertel van 'n Ons moet praat oor en moenie dink ek het amnesia of Alzheimer nie, maar ons weer praat oor daai fucking movie van die pop-up. Wat was dit nou weer?
Okay, so die pop-up fliek is The Happy Time Murders.
No.
The happiest the murders that are happy time. Yes.
Oh my god.
Sien jy die contradiction in die naam, the spy intelligent. So dat gesê, starring Melissa McCarthy. Gilmore Girls, fame. They dog Maya Rudolph, save us in Bridesmaids.
Oh, we love her.
Love her.
Sy het in die pad gekak in Bridesmaids.
Dit was sy, ja.
Sy het so geloof, toe sak sy so in die pad.
En toe kon sy nie meer nie. Dit was, was het Elizabeth Banks, save us in die Power Rangers movie.
Really?
Yes, I was Rita Repulsa. And also Joel McHale. I was in the Joel McHale show on Netflix and in Community.
Slower.
Joel McHale.
Yeah, I know who he is now.
Yeah.
He was in Community.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
The guy. Okay. The guy.
Christian, what had happened with Chevy Chase? Was he a doer, Sylvius?
I think so.
Or Community?
Was,
because there was like
was drama.
Friction,
that
eh?
Was big drama. I think I was just... Of racist, of homophobic. I was iets daar, wat nie lekker geklik nie.
But I love Community.
Baie snaaks.
Snaaks, hè?
Ja, ja.
It's actually something you can watch over and over. And then the guy left. What's his name? Dean Harmon or something. And then he came back.
Yes.
And then it was good again.
And 2 hours het op toe maar eindig hulle
dit.
And anyway, Happy Time Murders.
Okay.
Dit gaan oor 80s children's TV show.
Ja.
Think The Muppets, think Sesame Street.
Okay.
And... Die kaas is besig om vermoord te raak. Maar dis soos legit puppets. Dis lewendige, die puppets lewe.
Okay.
So hulle dwaal in die strate rond, hulle shop by Express, ek weet nie.
Is dit soos 'n graphic?
Ja. Dit is very R-rated. Hulle word vermoor.
Oh my god.
Hulle sit die moor in vermoor. Actually, ja. En dit is Melissa McCarthy en haar partner moet uitfigure wat gaan aan. Hoe wie vermoor die puppets?
Exactly.
So ja, dit is actually vandag uit by Sterk in die Koor en al ons local cinemas.
Hierso is 'n liedjie uit dit. Wie is dit?
Roy? Justin Bieber.
Ja.
JB.
En dan is Ariana Grande.
Oh,
is dit 'n koffie?
Dit is... Ek gaan Starbucks toe. Jy krijg...
Can I have one Ariana Grande, please?
I love her so much.
Jy let jy met collab. Oh. Ek meen...
Okay.
The high notes.
I'm in.
Dit is ook die soundtrack. Happy Time.
Murders.
Ja, en ek sien nou hier, dit is a Puppet en Melissa.
Puppet en Melissa, dis hulle
I now wanna go see this fucking movie.
Dit lyk soos Frax Knox.
Dis mooi, Ariana.
Mooi, Ari. Her new album is like...
God, dis Oh my god, Janet Jackson, is she still alive?
What?
Yeah, she's got a song.
Yeah, she's got a new song. Oh my word.
That's also a new movie.
So I mean, as you have the country soundtrack. Yeah. The bumping soundtrack.
That's amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Janet, waar de fuck is jij? Oké. Okay, so that's the Happy Town murders. Yes. Happy Town, what the fuck. Armand, what was the first song you remember? Don't tell me Tiny Bubbles. When you were young.
The first song I remember when I was young. When I was young.
Yo, here's the video when you're gonna, wow, I want to play this over and
over. I know,
over.
I know. I think I did it again.
Oh.
I made you believe.
I love that.
We're more than just friends. Yeah. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush. Yeah, Britney, man.
But let's talk about this because a lot of people then copied that rhythm.
I'm not that innocent.
Even Britney did others.
Yeah.
There was something about a woman or something. What was the other song
not
about a woman?
Yet a woman. I'm not a girl. No.
I'm not a girl.
Another
she's so lucky.
Oh, yeah. She's unlucky. And there was another song as well.
Same.
Baby, what you see is what you get.
Mm. And then Backstreet Boys did it.
Yeah.
Is it Piece of My Heart? What's that thing?
That was a vibe, eh?
Yeah, I love that rhythm.
Oh.
It worked like a charm, and it still does.
The 90s. Mm.
Oh. Mm.
Who are you?
I'm
23.
Yeah.
When are you?
21st July.
Oh, my God.
Happy
birthday. I experienced one after December.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
A little Christmas Eve, baby.
Oh.
What a cock for you.
It's awful, I got it.
Because you only get one present.
I'm all great presenter.
Oh, you only get one.
Yeah, I want to study feeling doing it. Hello, Christian.
No one has, like, money.
Oh. You should make like a special day, like on the 20th or something. And be like, that's my birthday day. Like, you should get me gifts on the 20th.
It's a bad time.
It's a bad time.
Not ideal.
What was the song now we have just said? I can never forget, but I was out.
Oops, I did it again.
Is it Oops?
Yeah.
Did you proud of me? What was the other one? Hit me, baby.
Yeah.
Just
hit me, baby, one more time.
My guys proud of Oops.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. I think I did it again.
Look at my brug.
I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like the
sing, bitch.
You gotta love her. I think that's when my parents must have known that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be Britney, man. I was like,
yeah, but this is good producing
as
well.
It's great.
And it's Swedish.
And you know what? Like, I'm such a big Britney fan, and I hate it when people say, I know she lip syncs and stuff, but like, she's actually such an amazing vocalist. Mm. She's actually incredible. She's one of the best pop voices of all time.
I know people who have seen her live shows where she mimes, and they loved it.
Yeah, and then there were times...
It was like a spectacular thing with wonderful director who made it like a huge, multi media yeah. spectacular.
Yeah, and I know? Don't think she lip syncs all the time. I just think she has a lot of vocals that's supporting. Because if you dance like that,
that's
and
the problem.
You know, you whip your hair like that, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem. the band that I'm still trying to figure out how they lip sync or not, or how they sound like, is Take That. They've got it down. They... live, you can't distinguish between what is real and not.
Okay.
And they dance.
Oh, wow.
And you can't see them singing. It, and I think whatever formula they have is
working.
I think Madonna also uses that formula. Mm. It's very good. But Britney, it's like folk did, I can't dance.
Because if you actually, if you watch, I watched one of her performances where she performed on, I think where was the VMAs in 1999, and then she was singing, like she was singing for reals, and she's amazing. Mm. I love her. Mm. I love her.
Can't I sing?
Yes, see.
There's a lot of videos of her otherwise, like, early work. That's amazing.
She's incredible. Mm. Yeah, I love her.
Casper,
ja, my skat.
Gepraat van goeders wat alweer gebeur het. Jy het alweer getrek.
Ja.
Dis ek. Jy het alweer getrek en ons het Norah's story klaar gemaak.
Oh my god. Okay. So,
dankie. Segway.
Ek het nog my segway. Let me quickly tell you people, I'll talk very quickly like Christian. What happened was...
Oh, wow.
I was... My dog died, Alfredo, as we all know. Mm-hmm. A moment of silence. Thank you. And then... Is Kent nog hier by jou?
Yeah.
Charmaine?
Yeah.
She's so sweet. Is it a she or he?
It's a he. But so I think sweet. He's gay.
Oh, okay. Then it's a she.
Well, yeah. But he likes men. Kenty. And then my dog, my German Shepherd died. And immediately after that, I was broken. Into burgled. Mm. They stole my cock. I decided I'm going to go. But... I hear a lot of stories from people always about the landlady from hell or the landlord from hell. I never believed it until this week. I experienced a landlady from hell. And I think it's a good horror story we can do, Christian.
Mm. Write it down.
The landlady. We call it the landlady. And it's like a
landlady.
No, it's English. A horror. Okay. A horror about the landlady who's just fucking mental.
The landlady. That sounds terrifying.
It's a good...
She came to my door and she said... She was spiteful because I'm moving now.
Mm.
First of all, I said I'll move out end of September. She wrote me a letter. No, you'll move out 31st of August.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I had already found a house, so I wasn't thrown about that. So I said, thank God, no, I don't have to pay her rent. I can. Mm. Then she came to my house and she said the following. We all know... Who's we? Who's all? That you, Casper, have got no friends and you've got a gambling problem.
Huh?
You broke in yourself
I
to
have
get
so
money.
Many questions.
Are you kidding?
What?
Really?
I promise you, I went ballistic. So are you fucking a mad bitch?
How old is she,
though?
She is like my age.
She probably is living alone with her cats.
No, she's...
Projecting.
Very, no, she's married to a man.
Oh, gosh.
She's very rich. I said, look, if you say things like that, I'm going to sue you. She said, you are too poor to sue me.
No!
Sex.
Lady!
Huh.
And I looked at her and I said, I don't believe what I'm hearing.
That's
and
terrible.
She said, let's stop fighting. Let's stop. Because then she realized, oh, God. He might sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she stopped it. She said, okay, let's not fight anymore. Let's not fight. I wish you well.
And the thing
but
is,
she is from hell.
I wish you
Who
well.
Who says that to a person?
You've got a gambling problem. From where? Where have I got a gambling problem?
How?
What the fuck?
Oh, you do go to Monte Casino a lot, but not to gamble.
To perform, my darling.
You know,
to watch
work.
But you see what I'm saying. So
maybe someone saw me there and thought, oh my God, Casper's always at Monte Casino. He's got a gambling problem.
Yeah, I think that's probably what happened. And you know what? So, but it's good that this is your last day there, so they're busy moving now.
They're busy moving my stuff.
So are you going back there and then
just... Yes, I'm ready for her. She's coming to collect her keys. And now I want to see if she really wants to stop fighting, because if she gives me 1 inch, I'll
tase her.
Fucking bitch her back. I'm ready.
Record that shit.
Please, I need content for my podcast. Like,
then I'll come to your podcast.
Yes, and you're like, I murdered someone. not proud of it, but, you know, shit happens.
But don't you think, Christian, it would be a fantastic movie?
I can see the poster. Creepy lady, like, in the door, silhouetted, with, like, frizzy hair. the landlady in like red.
Why does it always have to be fizzy hair?
Because she is not like maintaining it, okay? She thought straightening it would work. It didn't. Okay? Went a little bit backwards there. Plus it like makes her head look bigger.
Manager Chanon?
Marouise.
Oh ja, ek onthou nou. Vertel vir my, wat is in die pipeline van vir Armand, want ek het nou gesien op sy Instagram, Armand Joubert, ne?
Ja?
Ja.
Armand Joubert 7.
7.
Armand Joubert 7. Wat is die ander 6?
Die ander 6 is unofficial.
Ja, fok hulle.
Jy gaan die eerste verify.
Ja, Armand is. Ja, exactly.
Hoe verify jy jouself op Instagram?
Jy moet genoeg followers hê, en dan e-mail jy vir Instagram en sê hi.
It's a process. Oh, you must email them. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Okay. Because Twitter refuses to verify me.
And it's a problem because now other people can go, I just got put exactly. And then be like, oh, don't you just hate like people? And then like start to go, I'm sorry not to be too offensive.
But Twitter says you can't write to them. They will decide when you verify. Mm. I've got 70,000 people on Twitter. Yeah. I'm not verified. What the
you
fuck?
You should be able to get verified.
I know.
I feel like you should be able to get verified. We should work on that.
Armand's program, want ek sien op Instagram, hy is saam met Emo.
Ja, Emo. Oh. Ja, dit is een groot
wat een fokus is dit?
Dit is Sanlam Corporate.
Yes.
London.
With a band.
A big band. Dit is insane amazing.
I walked in there and I was like, oh my gosh, there's Danny Kaye, there's Lloyd, there's Luisa Bala.
Lloyd Tele.
Ja, there's Mango Groove.
What?
I freaked out. So I'm sharing the stage with all those people. That I'm so excited.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, that's I'm crazy. So excited. And Emo and I have been friends for a while. Because he was actually the first guy to invite me to his, like, you know, to a TV talk show. Me. So it was awesome. So, yeah, I'm doing a show with him tonight.
Nice.
Is it tonight?
And he's also good people.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and I wanted to say something. I've forgotten now what it was. But isn't it just ironic that sometimes we need companies to give the money for spectaculars.
Absolutely.
You know? Like the corporate thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing. Is it Sanlam?
Yeah, Sanlam.
Okay, so it's a bit of my geld ook, wat jy genaamd.
Yeah, thank you, Casper.
Gelukkig gee jy terug.
I support the indies.
Ek is binnenkort eligible. Nah. Ek ga begin e-mail skryf van Sanlam en sê, die is binnenkort eligible. So apparently I've got something there.
Ja, dis great. So ons sal weer by jou kom kuier by jou nuwe huis. Jy stuur net vir ons 'n drop op in.
I'm too poor.
Maar jy gamble daarom.
I'm not gambling. Ja, if I win at gambling, I'll tell you.
Starkte, weet jy.
So is my 55-year-old payout.
Mm-hmm. Dat ben jy so daz of iets.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be, I would be so happy, I would sell it immediately. Christian, wat was jou eerste song wat jy ooit in jou hele fucking lewe gehoor het? Jammer me vir Groblaar.
Sorry, ma. Weet jy, dit was seker Nadine.
Oh, God nie.
Jy verstaan nie, dat niks Engels nie.
En Schweizer Renneke.
Ja. Ek dink ons het haar album met stikken geluister, want ons het naast haar pop as dat kon kry.
En kreefies, daai kon.
Ja, een throwback.
Wat jy leer Engels praten?
Skaumba?
Wat jy leer Engels praten, Pfizer Reineke?
Ek het myself geleer.
Hy het op TV geleer, ek sê vir jou.
Dit is nie, maar dit is nie a jokie, dit is raar.
No, I mean, I do believe that. I mean, I'm busy with a project now where I'm translating shit and I'm hearing the sounds all over and over and I'm thinking, I can actually learn this, you know. So we're a yellow part. I mean, isn't that how most children are just learning languages these
hearing
days?
Hearing and repetition.
Anyway, nowadays,
exactly.
So, but jy het die lilt, jy het die Engelse, die Amerikaanse lilt.
Wat vir Karlien die nieuwe squeeze. What's so fun?
Huh? Oh ja, Derek Hoogat?
Ja, sê.
Ah ja. I actually met him through Nadine when they hooked off. Is that in Engels?
Hooked off or hooked up?
Broke up?
She hooked off with Caroline, hook up with Nadine.
Ja.
Yeah. Is
he now?
Oh, with... Caroline. Wat sê jy? Ek bedoel Nadine. Ek kry haar nie. Ek kry haar Nadine.
Sy is nie op iTunes nie as jy op iTunes
Recht,
is.
Reg, hoe kom Nadine? Wat the fuck gaan aan?
Nee, sy wil nie nog vir Apple muziek gee nie.
Hier is Nadine.
Throwback.
Closer. It's a hard.
Oh.
That's nie dit nie. Nothing but a hole.
I sure would like to.
That's
Dis Armand wat sing, dis Armand. Okay. Hier is Nadine, I don't know. Ek is jammer.
Dis okay.
Maar sing asseblief vir hom bietjie Nadine, Armand.
Of bietjie Joanitaatjie.
Maar wat se eerste song? Jy moet nie skak net letterlik die eerste song.
The first song was.
What you listen, what you think, I love this song. What was
that? Like, I love it. Krabbies? Actually, yes, yeah. It was long.
Krabbies and Kreefies?
Ek weet jy joke, maar ek was 6 en ek het my nuggie stolstype gegee met daai liedjie.
Met krappies
regtig en krappies skree.
Ken jy dit?
Nee.
Daarom mag jy nog met daai trou.
Ek sien jy dit.
Ek is ver dat ek hom ken.
Ek kry dit nie maar tunes nie.
Ek onthou net, daar's spesifiek nie wat. Kyk hoe twee maler.
Is hy is 'n Bybel liedjie.
Ja. Daar's spesifiek nie wat.
Ja. Kyk hoe twee maler rond.
Dat is mokies in die zon. En ons dieren op die grond, ja.
Oh, dat is nog af. I actually like Nadine. We actually get along.
I love her.
Yeah, yeah. We get along. She's wonderful.
She's talented.
Yeah, and she's been on the years ago on the Casper Rasper show. She was there.
Okay.
Oh. On the Casper Rasper show, she was. Kon mens nog 'n leeu wen of iets? Dit was iets op 'n CD of nee god, jy kon
dit was 'n weer tyd.
Ja.
Ons plate was uit klip uit gekerf. Dit was baie.
Ja, dit was die plaat was actually 'n sintplaat.
Ons het net 'n liedjie geham terwyl die wiel gespin het. Kyk dis 'n pragtige ding. Dit was 'n legit bop was hy tyd.
Ek glo jou,
Hoeveel video's, Armand, het jy nou al gemaak vir YouTube?
Ek het nog net een music video, maar daar is...
Ek wil meer maak.
Ek wil.
Ek sien het lyrics. Jy het lyrics en stuff.
Ek het lyrics en
stuff. This is very nice, because anywhere you look on YouTube for a song, if it's not a video yet, it becomes a lyric video, which I like.
Yeah.
So, keep that up, but give us some more videos, Armand.
Okay. Acoustic covers van jou liedjies?
Ja, ek het actually acoustics gedrop van my eerste twee singles, So Gone and Should I, en hulle is op YouTube.
Wat jou YouTube channel? Want
jou Amantje Band.
Oké, so nice, right?
Ja, Vivo.
So, hoeveel songs het jy nou al?
Vivo nog.
Ek het 4 songs uit. Awesome. Ja, 4. Ja.
So Gone, I don't net gesê So Gone.
That's a bob.
This is a man, but So Gone. Moet jy jou bad wees? Kan jy nie dan man wees nie?
Ek kan seker.
But you miss me, baby. But I need some time to make up my mind about you, baby. You tell me that you miss me, baby. I've been falling to find someone who can replace you, baby. I'm not saying I don't miss you, baby. Now you decide you're blowing my mind and my heart, baby. I'm not saying I don't miss you, maybe. Drink it alone, I've cried on my own. Do I need you, baby? I'm not saying I don't wanna be here. I'm just trying to keep on trying to deny the pain and the lies you let me on, baby. Tell me where have you been lately?
Great, Armand, ek het sommer nou besluit, hy moet fucking ook sy van verloor soos Christian.
Ek sien jy haak het even dit uit in van haar.
Ja, but it's like the British, how would I gonna say?
Okay, De Vries.
De Vries, please.
At least I can make mine feel like a little bit foreign.
Juba.
They're gonna say Juba.
Juba,
yeah. Yeah, and for me, they say De Vries, actually.
Juba.
And Grabalar. You know?
Hardy in there.
It's
Did you hear nog geproduce?
Nee, hierdie was geproduced deur 'n Australian producer.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Jesse Paul.
Super contemporary. This is a
thank you.
Mesh Barbie. But current.
Thank
He's
you.
Just like, I've got this, people. I've got this.
He can do videos for you.
Ons het klaar, ons het klaar.
Ek het nog gevraag.
Ons gaan, daar sy.
Gebruik my net, sit my net make-up op. Dat is my Kimmy. I will creep through the veld.
Jy wil net inwees.
Ek wil net inwees.
Ons sal jou eerste, jy sal die eerste een wees van die video.
Please. No, yeah. I will be in it.
Okay.
I will
lip sync,
but they're not gonna recognize me. I'll be someone they don't in the back.
Okay.
Like a cameo.
Okay.
Or a,
let's do it.
What do you call that? It's a cameo, right? Hey?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think you could go for CeeLo Green.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I think so.
CeeLo is like he's the bomb. I mean.
Fat.
No!
We're talking about weight,
eh? You're losing a lot of weight.
I'm losing weight.
Are you losing weight? Is it
doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Slow puncher.
I'm too poor to eat. As that lady will tell you.
You're really going for the relatable comedy today.
And I'm working on it for my new one-man show. Listen here. One of our listeners wrote that there's a new word for bip in Afrikaans.
What bip? Like
bip is just what the veldwerkers dra. So that mense hulle kan uitken. So what is this? What is this? Is it daai goed met die...
It's a bib, yeah. That
daai
is...
oranje goed?
Yes, you know, and the greens, you know.
Okay. I thought it was like a thing babies puke on.
That too. Yeah, also, that is also...
But she is talking about...
Because I'm also thinking of bibliotheek.
No. Bib, so that orange thing the people, the workers are. In Afrikaans, that's called a... moffelplaat.
Go... Nee.
Yes or no from me?
A moffelplaat.
I'm with Armand. It's also a no for me.
Gerard, jou moffelplaat is skeef. Ek weet. My fucking moffelplaat is al skeef vir 3 jaar.
Is daar nie soos 'n paneel of iets wat moet seker maak of woord klink nie fucked up voor dit?
Ek dink dit's mense met fucking besemstokke in hulle hol in Potchefstroom.
wat koemboeke uitgedink.
Wat koemboeke en hierdie kak uitdink.
Oh my
God. I really... En wat is die ander woorde wat ons nou nog gehad? Daai kak.
Ja, find that...
I'd like to Porrelicious. I want to see it.
I'd love to see Porrelicious. What time?
Porrelicious.
3 o'clock.
Cool. Where are we? At Monty, yes.
Otherwise, Christian,
I'll make a plan.
Thank you. Cancel, please.
Maak seker hy dobbel nie hierdie keer.
I'll exhale. Seker maak. Ek gaan vir hom trek.
I actually want to go gamble.
Maar sy is amazing. Sy was ook een van ons gaste. Super clever.
Yeah,
most anyway, all of our guests are really super clever, and very ticket? Talented.
Sorry,
do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay,
so it's you three.
So,
have you seen it?
No. What is
you
it?
You must. This is this lady Sonia,
okay.
And she is playing all these characters. It's only a one-man show, and
woman.
One person. And she, it's a Porra community who I don't know much about, which I don't know much about, which, who. And it is brilliant.
Is
she
it?
Plays all the characters.
Oh, wow.
The granny to the, die verloofde, die fiance, die butch Porra, die oma, alles.
Oh, wow.
And then there's this whole... huwelijk happening. It is absolutely delightful. And you laugh, you piss yourself laughing.
Oh my word.
She is so funny as well.
That sounds amazing.
It's very good. Porrelicious 4, but it ends on Sunday. So we have to see that at 3 o'clock.
Waar is ons?
Monte Cassino. You can find me on the gambling floor.
What machine?
At the craps table.
Christian, I've got a question. The green falling coat in the Matrix, what was that?
Like you said, like, isn't it? Oh, does it say something, or are you just asking, like, what it is? It's like a code.
No,
binary.
Yeah, binary, but what did they use? This is the question.
Ooh,
that's the 2 points.
What do I do with the points?
You take them and you display them on your cubbyhole.
Cool. what is it? I don't know.
Sushi recipes.
What? See, I can also hear that.
You see? Oh, my word. That's a...
5 octaves.
Hey. Yo, that's a nice one.
The Kesha. Sushi recipes.
Yeah. So, I learned... I taught you something, hey?
And here it's needs elke dag.
Ek weet.
Lewe is wonderlik.
So en onthou
live long enough.
En onthou dat.
Sorry, that was bitter, but that's your kind of thing.
Can't wait.
A twisted little thing.
You're doing great.
Oh, you know what? All gays, listen to this. There's a new production coming to Monte Cassino, and
is it like exclusively like?
No. But it's very gay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Where is it now? It was a Broadway play. It won a lot of Tony Awards. I wanted to see it. I couldn't see it. I was very disgusted. And now I see it's coming to Peter Doreen Productions. It's called The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night.
I read the book. Sorry.
Did you?
I read the book. It's about an autistic boy, right?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite books of all time.
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry, I got like super excited there.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It won a lot of Tonys.
I didn't know they made it a production.
Is the guy gay?
Not as far as I'm aware, but I read it when I was like,
I don't want to see it then. The acting is gay.
There's something
he's
gay
autistic.
There.
He's like very autistic. So he's like he runs away.
Gaytistic maybe?
Sure. I mean, maybe they updated it for 28.
I mean, so you can't be gay and autistic.
Nope. Choose one.
Is there a gay character in it? Maybe.
It's been a while. It's been a minute. I remember like key moments.
I finished watching Sharp Objects.
How do we feel? It's like, let me stop on my...
What is this?
You read this. Sharp Objects. It was on
HBO.
Hulu.
What?
HBO. Yeah, read. But okay, then he hasn't seen it yet. Do you binge watch stuff on my...
I do.
Okay, so don't tell him.
It's I just great. Binge watched Handmaid's Tale.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So, look for Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects. Okay. Where is it on?
Is it on HBO.
HBO. Okay.
Or Hulu. Or...
Okay.
Yeah, Hulu. And it's not Netflix, eh?
No. Like, vague. How do you feel?
I was surprised.
Good.
And I like the way they did it in the series, how they presented it, that you have to watch...
You can't
end.
Passively watch. You need to
focus.
But
even the credits, you have
yes,
to watch.
Yes, that was amazing.
Woo!
Like all the way to the end in credits, because there were two things in the credits.
I know, so two good. Things. Oh my God.
No one, like everyone just tuned out. They're like, what? They're not speaking about anything right now.
No, it was good. It's with, what's her name?
Amy Adams.
Yay!
Love Amy Adams. She's also, they also have the mom from... Easy A and what else was she in?
Yeah, okay.
Is that Ariana, the high fro?
Adora.
Adora.
I adore her.
Christian is like, Christian is like Gavin and Betty together. Or Bernard together.
Clopper?
No, seriously.
I don't
it's
abuse
like,
women,
like,
sir.
Who says I'm a woman?
Oh my God!
No, but I mean, it's like you got both of them here, you know.
Yeah, but that's so, why I say you must come back.
Which is really great.
Because we're like, we're getting along, eh?
Hmm. Yeah, you do. You get on really
I
well.
I leave, he's like, please never come back.
No.
No, actually, that's what I want to tell you.
It's like both
I'm writing
Bernard
you a WhatsApp saying, Christian, fucking delete my number. Armand, so tell me your future. What's going to happen to him? Maralisa? Maralisa? Maralis? Maruiz.
Spel toch jou naam toe. Laat ons dit vir eers reg kry.
M-O-U-I-S.
There's like 8 vowels.
The bad.
Ek was met geboorte al gekruis.
No. That blatje sal het nie kan spel. So we can belong to the Armand channel on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I've subscribed. I can't even say it. I have. So I can see when new stuff comes in.
Nice.
I can see when the new video is in and I'm not in it. I will know.
Okay.
And then you will... Do you release your stuff to radio stations? Do you get onto the top 20? So excuse me if I don't know because I don't know. Are you doing well?
I am actually doing well.
Yay!
All three of my singles went number one.
Your
what?
Mom. It went number one on...
Yeah!
Thank you. It went one on... I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Am I allowed?
Say anything, yeah.
Jacaranda, 5FM.
Yeah.
Nice.
5FM, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
If only they had good talk shows, am I right?
Yeah. Mania, that's very, very good. Mm. I'm so glad because I don't listen to radio. I don't know TV. I binge watch.
Can I ask you a question?
Hulu and
what do you do when you're not doing radio? Or
I double it, didn't
you? Who is Cusper?
What do you use to fill the void?
VSJ is your what's your process when you get home? When you open the door, what is your process?
Get up, keer.
Jullie weet ons het net 2 minute oor.
Jullie is soos fucking hyenas. Jullie verskeer my. I paint.
Okay.
I've settled.
He's very good.
I've very settled good. A bit. I've settled a bit from the very hard touring business, which I did for years and years.
Yeah.
Remember, 32 years already in the business, eh?
That's a long time.
Yes, and I look young, eh?
Hey.
Well,
not a day over 21.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So,
I started missing, I started hating shows, and now I started missing it. So I'm doing shows here and there, here and there, here and there. But I'm going to do a big show again, even though we got so much comedy going, and I really admire and respect the comedy comedians and the comedy in this country. I think we are fantastic. Mm-hmm. I still think there is a gap for me. Yeah. So I'm going to do a big show again at some stage. But for the rest, I love all the aspects of entertainment. So I edit, I mix, I do the radio show. When I do the sketches on the show, I edit, record it, mix it, put sound effects. I love that and more. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is what act doing. But it's not about me. It's about Charmaine giving us a thought of the week.
Oh, for Charmaine, fuck's sake again.
Oprah, hello.
Hello. Give us a thought.
No, what kind of thought do you people need? You're all complete.
Thank you. That's all we wanted to
hear. I'm going to cry.
Ek gaan ook. Wat is die mooie Afrikaans? Pik jy of pink jy 'n traan weg?
Jy pink 'n traan weg.
Oh, want jy doen dit met jou? Pinkie.
Got it.
Oh, God, ek pink. Now, Amanda's got a song called Should I? I don't know, what did you want to do?
Should I? Ja, ek weet nie. Die song is, it's a breakup song.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's about those kind of relationships, you know, you want me, but when I see someone else, then you want me, but you don't want me. But
I understand
when,
that.
Yeah, it's like, I'm never good enough for you. No.
Oh, are you okay?
But it's savage. It's like,
okay, I'm not going to listen to this one. Savage. This is going to be my credo.
Savage.
And thank you for being here, Amanda.
Thank you so much for
You're
having
gonna
me.
You're going to come back.
Definitely.
You and Marulu.
Marawis. Call her Mara.
Mara.
Ooh, what is Mara? You know, that's better.
Marawena.
Marawena. Charmaine, always a pleasure to see you when you're sane. Lovely.
Thank you. I don't know what that was all about, but I'll take it.
Christian, come back.
I will gladly come back.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.